we were sitting, when we were waiting, you know, for the prasad, and then I was speaking with Gurudev, and I didn't bring my recorder because I forgot. So I was just, but I did have this question in my questions to ask, so then I remembered it, because there was somebody else asked me. I already know my own answer, but he wanted to hear his. So I said, Gurudev, what do you think about, you know, Nrisinga Kavaches? A lot of devotees wear kavaches. And one thing I noticed about Gurudev, whenever I ask him questions, that he's very broad-minded, and he's very, very rarely does he cut things in half, like yes, no, black, white, right, wrong. I mean, when something's obviously wrong or morally wrong or legally or morally wrong or spiritually wrong, he says this is wrong or this is incorrect. But when it's certain gray areas, he doesn't take a hard line stand, which I've seen generally in most advanced sadhus. They're very, very broad, udar drishti. Their vision is so broad, their experience is so vast, because they're viewing this whole reality that we're struggling in. They're viewing it from outside this reality, from the viewpoint of transcendence. They're from the outside looking in, and we're from the inside not looking. We're inside not seeing, and they're outside looking in. Let's say that. Not to speak in a Buddhistic way, but that's really what it's like if you think about it. Some of us may be inside looking and seeing also. So obviously their vision is different, and their conception is different, and their ideas are different in many ways. Which the way they think and see is what attracts people to the feet of the sadhu. They're transcendentalists. Arjuna asked the same thing in the beginning of Gita. He said, Krishna, you're talking about this dehinoshminyatadehi, there's a soul, there's a body, there's something transcendental, there's something material, aparyam dichastanyam, prakriti-mediparam. You know, there's the matter, and then there's the spirit, and there's atma, and there's the matter, material energy, and there's spiritual energy. So how does a transcendentalist, how does a spiritualist, how does he see reality? How does he see? How does he feel? How does he touch? How does he sit? He looks like me. He has a nose and ears and body. But the consciousness, the software, we can say the software, two computers look the same, but one costs, you know, 200 rupees and one costs 2 lakhs. Because what's inside it? And what is the, you know, software and the mechanism? So that being said, I said, one. Your disciples asked me to ask you this question, so on their behalf I'm asking. I already know about what to say myself, but he wants to hear from you. What do you think about it? And the first thing Gurudev said, he said, yes, many Vaishnavas, they wear the Nrisinga Kavacha or other things. That's nice, that's going on. He just said, that's nice, that's going on. He said, that's very good. Everyone, many do like that. That's how he always starts. Like, so if you say okay, and you turn off your recorder and you walk out and say, Gurudev said it's okay and everything's great, you can do that. You can walk out and say, ask me. He said it's fine. But I know that there's something more below the surface. Everything has a surface understanding, and below the surface. On the surface, you look at Lord Chaitanya and say, oh, Lord Chaitanya, Harinam Sankirtan. Preaching, distributing Krishna consciousness. That's true. That's a fact. That's the surface. But what's under the surface? The surface of the ocean has waves. You see water and you see waves. Wind is moving waves. Is that all? That's the whole ocean? No, there's food in there for some people. Some people get food from that water. Some people get wealth from that water. So if you go a little deeper, you get fish. And you eat, if you're a fish person, you know, that eats that food. If you go even deeper in the ocean, you get gems, sapphires, rubies, pearls, and then you get wealth when you sell the gems. Same ocean. The view, depends on the view, is how much wealth you can get. So the Lord Chaitanya, external, outer view is this, inner view is that. Outer view of the sadhu, inner view of the sadhu. How to view the sadhu? Oh, he's a dirty. He doesn't shave. He's a dirty cloth. He's no good sadhu. Yeah, there's no all broken down building and little plate, little hole in the place. No disciples. No nothing going on here. Bekar sadhu, nakli. He's not real sadhu. So you have to look below the surface. No, many even Chanakya says in Niti. The rules of life. He wrote a book about basic rules of life, Niti Shastra, the ways of life. It's not Tattva Siddhanta, but it's basic rules of life. He said, sometimes gold can be covered by filth and dirt. It's gold. It's very valuable. 5 grams, 100 grams of gold is very valuable. It can be covered by dirt and mud. But then you have to look below. Move away the mud. Oh, I found. So in this answer, I said, Gurudev, so what is your view? And what do you... He said, we're Krishna Bhaktas. Is our man, pran, dan, Krishna, Radha and Krishna. We don't know anything more. He said, we don't need it. We just need Krishna. There's no need for that. Krishna, we just have Krishna. I said, yes, but some people, they get for the, some grihasthas get for their children or their wives are working and there's no protection, so they wear Nishan Kavach. He said, yeah, this is good, but there's no need. He said, this is good. I love it. That's the sadhu. The sadhu is a very hard to get a straight answer. You're getting many nice answers. They're all straight and they're all perfect. And so you can walk away with any one answer and be happy, and it's also good. Because how can the guru say Nishrina Kavach is bad? How can he say it's wrong? It's God. Nishrina is God, Bhagavan. So you can't say Nishrina Kavach is wrong. You can't say it's bad. You can't say you shouldn't do this. He just said, he said, there's no need. He said, Krishna is all. So then I try to kind of peg him down a little bit, you know, because it's being recorded. So I said, so what are you saying? So you're saying that, because I said, Gurudev, when people ask me, I say, listen, I said, the only thing I know about is Krishna. I didn't know anything else. I came to know about Nisringadeva and everything else came later. The first thing I found out about, there's some Indian god, Krishna, and he's really cute and really attractive, and I like what he does, and I like how he plays, and I don't want to know more about him, and I want to learn to know him and serve him. So I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, and I was initiated by a Hare Krishna Guru, and I don't know anything about Ram and Vishnu and Buddha and Matsya and Nisringa. I don't know. That I found out much later. I found out about Krishna, and this is the one who stole my heart, and this is the one who stole my mind, and this is the one who stole my life. And this is it. If he doesn't do everything for me, then I don't want anybody else. I don't want to marry 10 women or, what's that? What kind of marriage is that? You have one man, one wife, So you have one jiva, one God. It's everywhere like this. So I said, Gurudev, if I'm in a deathly situation, I don't want to say Nishringa, I said, Krishna. Because I have been in those situations. And the name that's always in my heart and the name that's always in my mind and always on my lips is Krishna. So I don't want to, and he said, this is right. So we only need Krishna. So... You want to add something to that?
No.
I want you to speak something about this. We only need Krishna.
Right.
English.
Yeah. For me, Radharani is more.
That so. We know. But we're speaking about Bhagavan now. Bhagavan
Thakur. Bhagavan Thakur. Definitely Krishna.
Everyone here loves Radharani. So yeah. Don't bring Radharani in.
Definitely Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once you surrender to Krishna, so need not to surrender to the all other unsees. It's like Lord Ram, Lord Vaya, because Krishna is all...
Unsees, expansion.
Expansion.
Or
you can say Prakash of Krishna.
Yeah.
Okay? Prakash of Krishna. Like similarly, when we see in Kunja, when Krishna moved to some other Sakhi, Krishna don't go in his original form. He goes in Prakash form. He originally goes
expanded
to
meet,
expanded form. But he originally go to meet Srimati Radharani in original form. He never leave Radharani. Whenever Sabulat, Krishna moved to meet Chandravali or Shyamala to any Sakhi, he didn't go in original form. He got in expanded form. Because original form, he always goes to meet Srimati Radharani. Mm. So we have to like surrender to the original form of Krishna, that is like Nandanan Krishna. Or more or less, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that we have to worship the Krishna who is like Ashrita of Radharani. Like Krishna who is like desiring the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Or like who is like under the control of Srimati Radharani. Just like Radharani in 25 transcendental quality of Radharani. The last one is Satat Ashrav Keshav. Satat means always. Ashram means like the words of Radharani. The Krishna is always in the control of the words of Radharani. So we have to worship that Krishna who is always in the like control of Srimati Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ujjwala Nilmani, Rupa Goswami has explained three words. One is Satat Ashrav Kesav. Satat means always. Ashram means the words.
Keshav means words.
Satat Ashrav Keshav.
Ashram is
words of Ashrav. The last quality is Satat Ashrav Keshav.
Hmm.
So the Krishna is always controlled of the words of Srimati Radharani.
Ashrav means words or control.
Bachan, like words of words. So Krishna is always so much controlled by the like the beautiful words of Srimati Radharani. So he's always his here is always very hankering to.
So learn. What are those words? What words with what words does Radharani use to control Krishna?
Krishna. That is excellent in this. That is very confidential. they are very confidential. So that cannot be shared. So and the second word is like Rupa Goswami says that Swadhin Vartika. Swadhin Vartika. Like Swadhin Vartika is very special. Bhava of Srimati Radharani. When the Krishna is complete control of Srimati Radharani, when Radharani says that, please make up my hair. So Krishna make up the Radharani hair. Krishna Radharani says that, do my all these singar, beautiful singar. Okay? Do all this kajal, do all these things. Then Krishna do all the makeup of Srimati Radharani. At that time, Krishna is 100-200% under the control of Srimati Radharani. So that is the best, in that bhava, Radharani feels very immense. Like, and Krishna also feels very immense pleasure when he is associating with Srimati Radharani. So that is how. So Rupa Goswami again said that either you have to worship either Satat Keshav Ashram or Swadhin Vartika. And that Krishna is always feeling, giving a lot of pleasure to Srimati Radharani. Radharani is feeling immense pleasure. Krishna also feeling that pleasure. So we have to.
So this worship. Is gone a long way from the Srimati Kavachas. But. So, this is again along the theme I said earlier, all the classes, all roads end and lead to Rome, because Caesar was such a powerful, king, conqueror, that he marched his army out of Italy and went all over the European continent, all the way up to England, to a place called Bath, B-A-T-H, and Stonehenge, and all these places. He went all over the whole European continent, and England, UK, and he conquered all those lands for Italy at one time, thousands of years ago, and then he made an elaborate road system so he could travel to all the places in his kingdom. So at one time, the phrase was coined, all roads lead to Rome, which is in Italy, which was the capital of his kingdom. So for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all roads lead to the lotus feet of Radharani. So if I title this particular track, it'll say, Nishinga Kavacha and Radharani.
I think I want that.
Okay, here we go.
In Nikunj, the Kavach that we need is the mercy of Srimati Lalita Devi. because she's very powerful. She's she can she's always.
How you get the lead to Kavach? What are you saying?
I will tell. Because whenever you go through this Ujjal Dinwadi, always Rupa Goswami give so many prayer, do so many prayer to Shrimati Lalita Devi. How? Shrimati Lalita Devi loves Radharani so much, so much. Krishna, pray to Shrimati Lalita Devi, because your love toward the Radharani so much, so I'm very afraid of that. You love Radharani so much. I will tell you one story. One day, Krishna want to meet Shrimati Radharani. So Krishna sent a gopi messenger to inform that Radharani, I want to meet you. And Krishna running through the mud. When he's running through the mud, so many mud get stuck on the claws of Krishna. Okay? So many mud, like the Brajraj, they get stuck on the hair of, on the cloth of Radharani. So Radharani is coming with Lalita Sakhi. So when Krishna want to embrace Radharani, then what Lalita do? Lalita Sakhi hold this hand of Shrimati Radharani and stop Krishna. Oh Krishna, see, look at her body. There's lot of dust is there. Okay, you are all the dust are stuck on your head, and see the Radharani. Radharani is very so much she take very nice bath. She's very fresh, and you have a lot of dust. How can you embrace Radharani? Okay, in the morning, Mother Yashoda has given you very nice bath. You walk for so many perfume, all these things. But just like elephant take the bath in the river, and finally he put the dust on that. So now you are elephant. Okay, and she's my lotus. Radharani is like fresh lotus flower. Okay, and you are elephant. Just like when elephant come, so right now you are elephant. So first you have to remove all this dust, and then you become a bumblebee. When elephant meet a lotus flower, then he can crush the. But when a bumblebee meet a lotus flower, he just take the rasa very softly and gently. So you can meet Radharani as a bumblebee, not as an elephant. So first, then Krishna give using his intelligence. Okay, he given very logic. Oh, Lalita Devi, you are loving Radharani so much. I'm very afraid of. But you know how this dust come. When I coming to, on the way, all the dust, they requested me very humbly that we are very because of mercy of Radharani, we are in the Braj, but we want to embrace Radharani. Okay? The dust request, Krishna uses intelligence. So Krishna, the dust request me that we also want to embrace Radharani. So please, take us. So
everything's conscious.
All the dust gets stuck. So I went to then I finally clean all the cloth. Then he embraced Radha.
Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki.
So that's the interesting description of to wear or not to wear the Sringa Kavacha. Seems like the conclusion was just chant Krishna, Krishna, and Radha, Radha, and that's the only protection that any devotee needs. The holy name of Krishna. You want to say something?
Devotees wear Radha Kavacha. Radha Kavacha is excessive. If need of Kavacha, Radharani is, they are taking her shelter, and she's there always. But if someone is fond of Kavacha, so then Radha Kavacha is also available.
Acha. What is in a what is inside that? What is a Radha Kavacha?
Radharani's name, definitely. I should ask then about more details.
But many Goswamis say that when you pay obeisances to any, similarly, Radharani also paying obeisances.
Obeisances, so the Kavachas are then not.
Okay. That's why many many sadhu do not be at that Radha, written Radha, na?
Okay.
Because when you pay obeisances, Radharani also paying obeisances, so that may be an.
Okay, so the more personal even approach to Kavachas and
wearing
Radharani's name. But.
So, what was the. You were. Seems like he was saying it's not a good idea, and you were saying it's going on, or what?
It is we have to go to Radha cause. But in such a way that whenever you are paying obeisances to someone, so it cannot be touching to the ground. Huh?
To touch the ground, right. But if it's on our body, it's okay. It's like that, that's suitable. Mm. If it's around the arm, like armlet, not at the... So this is why devotees actually wear the armlet kavachas.
Mm. But in Nikunj, Lalita kavacha is very effective, because Krishna is the loin. Whenever he sees so gopi, is like... deer. Then just like loin is waiting for like deer. When deer come, loin come. So some like all the gopi, they are just like deer when they come. So because of Lalita is powerful. So he protect all the gopis from the attack of loin. Okay? So and the loin, the Krishna definitely is a loin, he's a Girdhari, he's the loin of this Govardhan. So he whatever he always see that deer.
So that's in the Shringa, that's in the Shringa, that's in the Shringa Kavacha. This is an addendum to the Shringa Kavacha that
We should
think that Krishna is a lion attacking the poor doe-eyed gopis. The innocent doe-eyed gopis of Vrindavan are being attacked by the mad lion of Krishna. Okay, well that should be enough kavacha for anybody.